Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ants. They're organised, industrious and hungry, but in the undergrowth there's no such thing as a free lunch. Empires of the Undergrowth is a fast-paced ant colony management game developed by Slug Disco Studios. Underground you build your nest, construct tunnels and store food. On the surface your ants claim territory, gather resources and clash with other colonies. Head to thenakedscientist.com/empiresgame for more.
Feel free to start whenever you want.
Sorry, I was building it up in my head to be a really amazing intro. And all I could come up with was, welcome to the Naked Gaming Podcast.
That's pretty good.
It's not as good as I wanted it to be. It's fine. Anyway.
Good enough.
It's average.
Hang on, I'll roll the jingle now. So we're back again. We had a news update episode not so long ago, a little bit later than normal because of the house moving stuff.
I sounded super intelligent.
Which bit? Did I edit that bit out?
No, I did the piece.
It was really good, actually. It was about semiconductor chip shortages.
The shortage is something that caught the attention of the American President Joe Biden, who signed an executive order back in February to try and tackle the issue.
Computer chips. Like the one I have here, you can hardly see it, I imagine. It's called a semiconductor. It's caused delays in production of automobiles that has resulted in reduced hours for American workers.
Mate, that's your proper voice, isn't it?
That's when I actually try.
Oh, that's nice to get your full concentration so you can get that. We also talked about games that are a bit job-like. When you feel like you're mining constantly and you think, well, hang on, why am I doing this? Why am I wasting my life?
That's what I feel like at the moment playing Animal Crossing.
That's why I don't really like Animal Crossing that much. It's not really my kind of game because you're watering plants in a game, whereas you in real life, of course, as we know,
look at the state of them. They're dying, right? And I still watered it. That one cost a lot of money.
Maybe it's cheaper for you to play Animal Crossing.
Maybe it's cheaper if you get fake plants.
Well, I mean, I'm up for it.
But the big news... That we're all forgetting here.
I haven't forgotten.
I know. Go on. You want to say it?
No, it's okay, all yours.
Okay. We finally got hold of a PS5!
It's exciting times, actually. Genuinely.
Yes!
Do you know what it was? When we started playing the games, I felt like a child again. It was like that excitement of getting the first Sega Mega Drive and the PlayStation 2.
All the cardboard was everywhere. All the box, all the contents were scattered around the living room.
What's funny is that when we were kids, the cardboard boxes seemed so massive. Mm. Well, now that we're adults, because the console's so big, the cardboard box is actually proportionally as massive as well.
It looks like a spaceship. Look at it.
I know, it's beautiful. I like it. But it's going to be a sort of PS5 special because we're going to review a lot of new PS5 games, although some of them are out on other consoles. Do you want to just go through some of the ones we're going to talk about? I'll start Ratchet and Clank.
That's my favourite.
Rift Apart.
I can't stop playing it. Oh, it's so good. Sorry, there are other games out, like Biomutant.
Returnal, we finally managed to review that one.
And Chivalry 2.
Also, Alex Rhodes is learning to be an assassin, as you do.
The place is called Anagdu. I thought it was called Agadu.
Oh, and he also has the latest announcements from the Electronic Entertainment Expo, or E3 as it's known.
Let's start off with Lee Milner, who...
Is it weird saying Lee Milner? Because we're I'm Lee Milner Barrow.
No, but
really.
Not on air or not. And now this is our on-air life, so it doesn't really... You know,
oh, I see.
Certain things don't get mentioned.
It's weird hearing you say Lee Milner.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't call you your name ever.
No, I know.
Oi. Not darling. Oi. You said, try babe the other day, and I was like... Mm.
Oh, yeah, I said say babe.
I can't get on with
Go
babe.
Go on, say babe.
All right, babe.
Oh, it's a bit weird seeing you say that.
Here's Lee Milner now. Because she's taking a break from Ratchet and Clank with the gaming news. Go on, babe.
Remember the KF console? The console that was supposed to play next generation games and Heat Chicken? What ever happened to that? It's probably a PR stunt.
Surely that can't be done. And we look up to the stars and say, just watch them.
Well, now there's another one. Lots of people joked that the new Xbox looked a little bit like a mini fridge. Well, Xbox are now releasing a mini fridge that looks like an Xbox, which looks like a fridge. Will it ever be released? Probably not. Fallout 76 is one of the only games we've ever given 0 out of 10. Now the company behind the game, Bethesda, say they're ditching the nuclear winter mode later this year. Apparently it suffered from a lack of players, which meant it had become difficult to create full lobbies in a reasonable matchmaking time. They just keep going from strength to strength, don't they?
You made it. You blowing up all over the news. Are you alone?
I just want the money.
And finally, the PlayStation 4 version of Cyberpunk 2077 has returned to the PlayStation Store, but Sony is recommending that you don't buy it. Instead, they say get it on PS4 Pro or PS5. Maybe they'll fix all the bugs in the game by the year 2077.
I don't know ever that I've heard a company allow a game to be on their platform, but to say, don't buy it.
It's a bit weird.
It's unheard of.
I just want to, like, just get a hold of it, screw it all up, and just put it in the bin. And just say, start again. Just start again, guys.
What, rather than fix all the bugs,
just start at the beginning. Just start at the beginning, you know?
I'm sure they'll be delighted.
Sorry.
Well, thank you, Lee. Let's cross over to Alex Rhodes now, who's taking a break from gloating about getting the PlayStation before us and having it for more than a month. He's giving us the big announcements from this year's Electronic Entertainment Expo.
After it was cancelled last year because of coronavirus, E3 is back for 2021, with some fairly big revelations. Unless you're a fan of PlayStation, they decided not to show up. They're probably sitting on a big pile of BAFTA money. So, what was announced? Well, first, Zelda Breath of the Wild 2, and there was even some gameplay on show. But the team decided not to reveal the name of the sequel because it might contain spoilers. I can't see what the problem is, unless it's called Zelda Breath of the Wild, Link Dies and Zelda Also Dies. Speaking of the death of beloved characters, the author of Game of Thrones, George R.R. Martin, revealed his latest game, Elden Ring, which is a sequel to Dark Souls, because that Game of Thrones dollar must be running out by now and he's never going to finish the books.
Foul tarnished. In search of the Elden Ring.
Starfield was one of the most anticipated games, the first new universe from Bethesda in 25 years. Think Fallout in space.
They say, the wonder is, not that the field of stars is so vast, but that we have measured it. You're part of Constellation now. Part of our family. What you've found, it's the key to unlocking everything.
There's finally a new Metroid game called Metroid Dread. It's the first 2D Metroid game since Metroid Fusion was released in 2002. I dread to think how much it will cost. Halo Infinite is also coming later this year, after a coronavirus delay. Microsoft's Rare studio also announced that characters from the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, like Jack Sparrow and Davy Jones, will come to Sea of Thieves. And there's going to be an Avatar game from the team at Ubisoft called Frontiers of Pandora. Let's hope it's better than James Cameron's Avatar : The Game from 2009. What a title. Right, I'm off to play my PlayStation 5 now, so don't email, I won't be available. Assassin's Creed isn't going to play itself, after all.
Thanks, Alex Poe Rhodes. It kind of works, because Expo, Alex Poe Rhodes. You like that?
They get worse. I feel sorry for when we have a child.
Because it's going to be related
to
me.
The dad jokes will just get so bad.
I'm just practicing.
You'll be an embarrassing dad, I think.
I plan on it. This is the Naked Gaming Podcast. There's Lee Milner, babe. And this is Chris Barrow. You like that, don't you?
It's so weird.
Okay, I'm not doing it.
It's just odd.
I'm not doing it anymore.
Well, on to new reviews now.
Do you want to start with this one? I know you can't wait. Let's just begin.
Okay.
Let's go for it.
I love it. It's so good. This is Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart.
It appears that the dimensions are collapsing on one another. If we cannot get to... Get to... Right. The ship. I mean, we can't be that far.
I have it in my sight.
They have found us, Ratchet.
Go on then. Hit me with it. Hit me with some truth bombs.
This is the first game we played on the PS5 together. And I think the first thing that kind of stands out are the graphics. They blow you away.
It's like they're showing off at the beginning, isn't it? It's like they're saying the next generation's here and we have spent ages making this game. The opening of it is ridiculous.
I don't think there's another game that beats it in terms of graphics at the moment. That's a big statement.
So it's like a Pixar film, but you're playing it. I think that's important to
say. Well, no, what's interesting as well, the cutscenes are almost extremely similar to the gameplay.
Yeah, that's what's so
which
shocking.
Which is so weird, because like with Crash, you know, the gameplay is so different to when you have a cutscene.
Well, cutscenes are like films, and then you're playing as a character and it's just not even related.
I mean, I wouldn't know because I skip all the cutscenes.
Yeah, I was going to say, how can you talk about this? But it's very like Crash Bandicoot, because you play as a Lombax with a spanner, and you beat up the bad guys who are crocodiles.
Although, in this edition, you don't really use the spanner. You use humongous guns, which are so exciting. And you have lots of different weapons you can choose from, and also lots of different baddies to play against as
you
well.
You killed a massive dinosaur that I saw.
A huge dinosaur.
Oh, and then what's that thing that you jump on? It's like a snail that races
it's
around.
It's a snail. It's so good. It's so fast. You go like 100 miles an hour. It's really, really good, and it's a big upgrade.
The gameplay's fun, though, and the graphics are amazing. I think that's important to
say. I think if you like your 3D platformers, your Crocs, that sort of game, you're going to this is next level. Next level.
If you can, let this be the first game that you play on the PlayStation 5, because other games are available that are next generation, but it's almost designed, the opening sequence, to say, welcome to the next generation. Mm-hmm. You can see all the particles, the little confetti that's in the air, all the bolts that are flying everywhere, all the bad guys. Start with Ratchet & Clank.
I can't put it down.
I can't get any game time.
Now, £70, what do you think about that?
I really want to talk about this. So PlayStation 2 games when I was a kid used to be about 20, 30 quid.
Yeah.
PlayStation 3 was 30 to 40. PS4 games and Xbox
quid.
50. It's quite a big jump to £70. And that seems to be the benchmark. You'll hear later on a lot of the games that we're talking about today are 70 quid. I think,
and you've already paid a lot of money for that PS5.
We paid £4.50 for the PS5. I think for this game, it's worth 70 quid.
Yeah.
It is a true next-generation game. It's the first true next-generation game that I've played, although we are going to talk about Returnal as well. I'd say it's worth it.
So what would you give it out of 10?
It's not really my kind of game, and I'd go for a 9 out of 10, honestly. The only thing that lets it down is that some of the later missions where you play as Clank, they're not as fun or interesting. They seem a little bit more generic, like they kind of had a huge big budget opening and spent the money in other parts of the game, and then some of the Clank feels a little bit like filler.
You know what? I totally agree. And that's why I would also give it a 9, because those little mini missions, they're a bit like, oh, God, I just want to shoot some bad guys. I don't want to do some, like, puzzle work.
I know, it's too much hard work in it. Some of the other games in the series that made me laugh, by the way, in Ratchet & Clank, Up Your Arsenal, Full Frontal Assault, Going Commando, Quest for Booty, and A Crack in Time.
I love it.
Now, this is an interesting game. It's called Biomutant, where you play as a kind of cat... / badger / ninja mutant thing. You can customize your character, you can change the size of your head, the legs. It's basically like Little Big Planet. Think of Stephen Fry in the voiceover, that kind of vibes.
Yeah.
Crossed with like a kung fu game.
It's a bit like Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh, yeah. A more cartoony version.
Yeah.
A little bit more cartoony. So you can be the dark side or the light side, and you get these choices that come up in the game all the time. And there's the voice of the light side is really annoying. So you're going to want to play as the dark side.
Always.
Because Well, the voiceover for the light side is like, wee, 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 wee. I was like, shut up, I'm going to be evil. And
that's why I never hear the voices of the light side. It's always the dark side.
Exactly, because it's much more soothing for you, isn't it?
Yeah, sexier.
But the choices will be things like, do you want to save this cute kitten or do you want to crush it?
I want to crush it!
There's no real, like, middle ground. And then you talk to lots of the characters and they'll just say things like, I am glad that you have grown up in the way you have. Goodbye. And it's all translated. So all the characters are going, me, 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 me. And then the voiceover goes, he's telling you that he misses what you were like as a child. It's kind of really annoying, and it puts a massive speed bump in the whole game. It's loads of screen tear as well. You know, when you sort of move the camera and everything just looks a bit rubbish.
Oh, really?
It's such a shame because it has so much potential, this game. Really, really...
It looks good.
They've done an update recently and it makes it a lot better. They've made it a lot more fun already. It just needed to come out in a month or two.
You can call it different things, can't you? What you showed me the other day, you can call a big mechanical thing.
You can call a mechanical suit which has a duck head, which made me laugh, or you can call like a unicorn to ride around on.
I do that all day.
You enjoyed that, actually. It feels like you're waiting to get to the meat of the game for ages. Like, it takes a long, long, long time to get going. I'd say it's worth sticking with, though. It is a lot of fun, and I give it a 7 out of 10. If another update comes, it's going to boost it up to an 8 or maybe even a 9.
You said I'd like this. Why would I don't think I would like this.
Because what you can do is just ride around the world, and it looks amazing. And you can do Kung Fu. Like, and it's got a bit of the shooting from Ratchet and Clank, so it's a little bit of that style as well. It's called Biomutant. It's out on PC, PS4, Xbox One, and there are next-generation versions on the way. It's about 45 quid.
So we have more new releases. Last month we wanted to review Returnal, but we couldn't. But guess what? Now we can.
Time is like a tide. It pulls us.
This is a kind of horror game in a way. You know, like in The Matrix, when those alien things fly around with the tentacles? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The bad guys are like that.
Mm.
It's quite scary. You play as someone who looks like Brienne from Game of Thrones. Yeah, quite exactly. A powerful woman. It's a genre called a roguelike. Now, we reviewed Hades, which won all the awards not so long ago.
Yep.
It's the same kind of concept. So you play your way through the level, you die, and then you start at the beginning again. And you keep going round and round in a loop. But every time you play, your character gets a little bit more powerful. You learn a little bit more about the story. You find her childhood home, and then you unlock it with a key. And then you sort of go in, and some memories start coming back to her. So it's really interesting. It's quite a scary game. And I played through it, and after about 7 times dying... I was loving it. And I had a really good run, and I got to this first boss. I think there's 5 bosses in the game, and I was loving it. And I just got killed by the boss, and I thought, right, I'm in this game. I'm going to play it. Played it for another 3 hours, and I must have died about 30 times. And every run, I didn't get anywhere.
And you're good.
I was pretty good, and I don't know if I just lost it or if I wasn't paying attention.
What did you keep failing on?
I don't know if I was trying to go too quickly through the game. I just lost my patience with it, which is a real shame because I was loving it. It was such a smooth game. It was felt really next gen. The bullet effects were incredible.
It seems
it's not really up your street though. It's more of a third
person really not.
Shooter
yeah.
kind
yeah,
of
yeah,
game.
Yeah, yeah, it's really not. But it seemed a bit kind of repetitive.
Yeah, I mean, I know the nature of these games is they are slightly.
And also, the baddies aren't very kind. They don't look great.
And it's 70 quid and it's a PS5 exclusive. So
I also don't think the graphics are as good on
nowhere near Ratchet. But I would say that because there aren't that many games out, if you've got the money, it's a really interesting. I haven't played many games like it. So if you want a new experience that's quite scary, it's almost like worth it just to say you were playing a PS5 game from the beginning, but only if you've got the money for it. Otherwise, go straight for Ratchet.
So what would you give it out of 10?
I've got to give it 6, but I will be going back to play it. So something's hooking me in, but I'd say 6 out of 10.
Hello. Follow me. Okay.
Now, here's our trainee assassin, Alex Rhodes. Why are we training him to be an assassin? It's Alex.
It's going to take a lot of training.
Now, he's been diving off tall buildings and into the haystack that is the new Assassin's Creed Valhalla DLC.
Hello, Chris and Lee. It's Alex here, and I'm playing Assassin's Creed Valhalla's first expansion, Wrath of the Druids.
It is the eve of the coronation, and already trouble brews.
Here you go, on a mission to track a missing priest ahead of a coronation. Basically, this is the coronation of Eivor's cousin, I believe, who is sort of, you know, got a claim to the throne of Ireland, and you're sort of tasked with helping him cement that claim and that sort of thing. Right, let me just get my map out. There's not a great deal new in this expansion. Obviously, the big thing is that you unlock the map of Ireland. It's about 15 hours. Okay, I'm currently following a trail of where a trail of blood to hopefully where this priest is. Oh, there's a body in the water. What's this? Let's have a look.
Looks like they hit a snag. Recognize him?
That is Senan, the priest.
What is it?
He's dead, unfortunately. Let's go. Oh, the place is called Anagdu. I thought it was called Agadu. And I was like, I don't think that's a very traditional Irish name. To me, this doesn't feel like a next-gen game. It kind of feels like PlayStation 4 and a half or Xbox One and a half. You know, it doesn't utilise on the PlayStation 5, at least, much of the DualShock controller. It adds a bit of the sort of trigger tension when you fire a bow, that sort of thing. But you're not getting much that, you know, the old PlayStation 4 controller would do.
This is intent on seeing Flan 4 after the coronation.
Just skip this. I expect it's the druids that we've heard so much about their wrath. Here we go. So there you go. That's the sort of flavour you get. Visually, Ireland, unfortunately, you know, it looks very similar to England, as it does in real life. Slightly greener, maybe. Yeah, I think they've added the rainbow effect. When it rains, you see a rainbow. But, you know, with this, you're not going to see a drastic departure. I get the sense I'm not going to finish this game just because it is so big, just because there is so much to collect, and that can kind of tire you out. You can get a bit of fatigue, can't you? What they should really do is make a new version of Black Flag, which is, in my opinion, the best Assassin's Creed game because it's about pirates. So there you go. That's my sum up. If you like this game, fine. Maybe it's worth you getting the expansion. If you don't, get Black Flag, because that's the best one, really.
Thanks to Alex Rose, the Assassin's Creed Valhalla DLC is called Wrath of the Druids, and it's out now as part of the Season Pass, and if you want that, it's £30.
Power up.
Now, Sonic the Hedgehog was a big part of our childhoods, especially mine, and he recently celebrated his 30th birthday on the 23rd of June. Well, Chris has been looking at the history of one of gaming's biggest and bluest characters.
The year is 1991. Mario and Nintendo are kings of the gaming world.
It's me, Mario!
Sega's console, the Sega Genesis, also known as the Sega Mega Drive, has been out for a few years, and they're lagging behind. What they need is a flagship series to compete with the Italian plumber. Enter the fray, Sonic the Hedgehog. On June the 23rd, 1991, Sega released the first ever Sonic the Hedgehog game, and he was so popular that he became Sega's mascot, and to this day is their biggest-selling franchise. Estimates put the lifetime revenue of Sonic across all media at $10 billion. Now, he's blue because Sega wanted him to be the same colour as their logo, Sega! And his red shoes were inspired by Michael Jackson's shoes from the Bad album, and also Santa Claus's contrasting red and white look. Yuji Naka created Sonic, and in 2010 talked about how he came up with the character.
Well, the original idea for Sonic came from a test program I made. One day I thought about a new character who doesn't get blocked or stopped by enemies. I came up with the idea of a character, a rabbit, who moves forwards and tackles enemies and keeps running. He doesn't stop. And this character later became Sonic the Hedgehog.
So there you have it. He was originally supposed to be a rabbit. Lots of other designs for Sonic were tested as well. In fact, he used to have a human girlfriend called Madonna, but that idea didn't last long. And the reason Sonic can't swim in the games is because Yuji Naka thought hedgehogs couldn't swim, except that they can. Nintendo's console at the time, the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, or SNES, was technically better than the Mega Drive in almost every way. But the one thing Sega's console had more of was processing power. It was twice as fast. That meant it could make games that ran very quickly, like Sonic the Hedgehog. And these games made their rival's console look sluggish.
and what an impact Sonic had on the games industry. Sega were lagging behind Nintendo in terms of sales, but because Sonic was so popular, they went on to take a 65% share of the market. But it hasn't all been rivalry. One of the most popular games in recent years is Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020.
Mario and Sonic and team are back in the biggest sports party of the year. Packed with more action than ever. Prepare to party.
The brand of Sonic has also grown over the years. You may have seen the film called, inspirationally, Sonic the Hedgehog, which was released last year.
I'm Sonic, a little ball of super energy in an extremely handsome package. On my planet, people were always after my powers, so I came to yours.
There was even a 30th anniversary Sonic Symphony, performed by the Sonic Symphony Orchestra on his 30th birthday. We have to mention the iconic music. It's been a huge part of the Sonic games. Who remembers the Emerald Hill theme tune? Whether it's the technological innovation, the music, or the speed of the games, there's no doubting that Sonic has had a huge impact on the video game industry. Here's to the next 30 years, at least, before it's game over. Why don't you take a big sip of your drink there before you dive into this next one? Oh, thanks so much for that.
That was the taste of summer.
We're not there yet.
It's gone now.
It's gone. Time for our simulator of the month, and it's a medieval war simulator.
Chivalry 2.
Radio weapons! Kill the Agathians!
For every warrior, there comes a time. Yeah! When a moment will decide your fate.
Charge! Why sound so sarcastic about Chivalry 2?
Because it's a medieval war simulator. I'm not going to get excited about that.
I'm going to ask you this question now. Is it medieval or medieval?
Medieval.
Don't you say medieval? Have you heard... Haven't you heard some people say medieval?
Are you okay?
I don't say medieval. I'm just saying I've heard
What do you say?
Medieval.
It's not medieval.
No, it is medieval.
It's medieval.
Yeah, that's fine, but not medieval.
Not medieval either.
What is it?
Medieval.
You're weird. I have to say, it's really good. I was not expecting this to be a good game. I saw the original, which was a PC game, and it was very highly rated because it was quite innovative. You know, like a first-person shooter? Imagine that, but you don't have a gun, and instead you only have a big sword, right? And then you and up to 31 of your other teammates are running headlong into battle with 32 people on the other team, and you're literally stabbing each other to death. Definitely worth picking up. It's called Chivalry 2, out now for PlayStation, Xbox and PC. And guess what? It's not 70 quid.
What?
And it does work on the PS5. It's actually 35 quid. And it's one to play online only.
Busy night, but there's always room for another.
Now, moments you've all been waiting for.
Not the moment, just moment you've all been waiting
for. Yeah. It's the winner of our Soulstorm giveaway. I love this game.
You do love Oddworld. You played it loads, that's got a PS5 upgrade, which I'm going to get for you now. Yeah, so it's going to run even smoother.
Good.
It's really, really good. One of the first games we played, actually, of the kind of new releases this year.
You know what? Just have a little look on Google.
Google.
Which PlayStation did this originally come out on?
What, Abe's Odyssey?
I'm going to guess PlayStation 1.
Yeah, Abe's Odyssey.
Really?
First came out on PlayStation in 1997.
Wow.
But also on PC and
computers
running DOS. Yeah, no, you did that. Yes, that was the best end to one of our episodes when we reviewed it, and you just ended our episode going.
Oh, it's come so far. It's such, honestly, if you haven't played this game, it is such a good game to play.
We gave it away on Twitter, and that's why you need to follow us at Naked Gaming Pod.
Yeah, follow us. We give away games all the time.
Do you want to know who got it?
And the winner of the Soulstorm giveaway is Dozzy Bite.
Dozzy Bite, congratulations. It's you.
You're going to love it. You're going to go post it now. Go on, off you go.
I'm done.
Peel's here.
Just a few comments before we go and play some more PlayStation 5 and eat a pizza. Well, you're having curry and I'm having pizza.
My curry's literally waiting for me.
Oh, so you want to hurry up, do you? I did ask the question on Twitter, are PlayStation games too expensive nowadays? Because £70, it's a big increase.
That is
when
a lot
for
kids to play, you know.
Well, imagine, you know, kids have got to ask their parents, please, mummy, can I have, or daddy, please, can we have a £70 game? Oh, it's a lot. Tim says, it only seems 5 minutes ago that I was getting my lad's PlayStation 1 chipped and then sneaking off to Blockbuster.
Yeah, I remember the game. I mean, you shouldn't, but
I mean,
lots of people did.
Louise Blaine, who was on Monkey Island Disc, said that she got a chipped PlayStation and got loads of free games.
Who didn't?
I mean, you're going to do Monkey Island Discs for us, aren't you, as well, actually, on this episode. So that's
fun. Man.
Tom S. says, some of the biggest titles in the 90s were £60 on release, like a lot of Nintendo 64 releases. That's true. Donkey Kong on the Nintendo 64, I think, was £60 when it came out.
See, I wouldn't know, because my mum and dad would, like, make us wait till they've been out at least a year.
Well, you got second-hand consoles.
They're all
consoles.
Second-hand. All second-hand. But it didn't take away the enjoyment.
Nothing wrong with that. But, yeah, I'm not sure that they were all completely legitimate.
I think the only game I got new was probably either Tomb Raider or Crash.
That's why I like it so much. He also says Street Fighter 2 on the SNES was £60. So he actually thinks it's quite impressive that the price of games hasn't risen much more than that.
Okay.
So fair point. Max says it's a tough one, but I personally can't justify that kind of price. I wait till games go on sale. Yeah. Although we expect games to get bigger and bigger, how can we expect the price to stay the same? So I think that's fair enough. I think you just got to make the judgment. Has it been worth the money? And what would we say about Ratchet? Yes. Yes, it has been. That's it. Anything else you want to say?
No, I just want to go eat my curry and play Ratchet.
Can you just try and get your tummy to rumble onto the mic? Will it?
That's like my cinema voice.
Coming out.
Sorry, I'm losing it. Look, I need my curry.
You're delirious.
Ants. They're organised, industrious and hungry. But in the undergrowth, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Empires of the Undergrowth is a fast-paced ant colony management game developed by Slug Disco Studios. Underground, you build your nest, construct tunnels and store food. On the surface, your ants claim territory, gather resources and clash with other colonies. Head to thenakedscientist.com/empiresgame for more.